Yeah, good morning, everybody. Yes, a bit of a money show this morning. Thursday is kind of, I do feel a bit like Richard Quest. And we do have our weekly financial money bunny on the line. And if you're in my house, I have the telly on in my office. And Smaug will walk in and she'll like make me a cup of tea. And she goes like, Julia Chatterley on the TV again. And storms out. I do like me a bit of Julia Chatterley. No, she's fantastic. NASDAQ, the Dow Jones. But we do have our very own Wolf of Wall Street on the line. Actually, she is kind of my little Julia Chatterley. How are you doing, Nicolette Coco Mash? What's happening? Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
That's what happens when you call people Julia
Nicolette.
Chatterley,
Nicolette, yeah. I was like whining and moaning to DJ Dad Voice. I was saying we should just cancel all these things. Like Income Protector. Hello, pandemic. Clubs are closed. No alcohol sponsors. Hello. And he's like, no. You must keep your insurance. And then I thought to myself, yeah. I should, because if you're married to Lewis Hamilton, who likes to ramp her SUV onto curbs at the shopping malls, you're probably better off keeping it, hey?
please do.
What? Nicolette, great to have you on the show. How are you doing? You well?
I'm good, thank you. How are you guys doing?
Cool. We rock and roll. Listen, I might break our conversation up into two parts because we have a computer system here that cuts us whenever we take ads. So just bear with me. But look here, no doubt finances, it's a big topic during the lockdown and during the pandemic. And for those that are still lucky enough to be earning their full income at the moment and are now, you know, kind of paying less of a lower interest rate, which is something we learned in one of our previous conversations with you, there's something that you can do with that extra cash. Isn't that right, Miss Financial Bunny?
It's definitely true. I mean, honestly, you know, if you are going to be paying a little bit less on any of your loans, this is the right time to make sure that you take that difference and put it away. What we've come to realize, and I think most people got a bit of a wake-up call, is that when your salary all of a sudden is cut by 50% or even 25%, you now earn less than what you are making, and you now need to really delve into your financial reserve, you know? So that would be your emergency savings. And it's quite shocking how many South Africans don't have savings somewhere where they can at least like fall back onto. So what generally people will do is that they will rely on a credit card or on an overdraft. Now, the problem with that is that if you keep earning less and less every single month, you are never going to catch up. It's going to become such a tall order for you to catch up. And also, you know, I think it's also important for most people to remember that having emergency funds is not putting your money away and wasting it. It is literally there to make sure that when something happens that you have not planned for, you are able to comfortably and in a relaxed manner respond to it financially. So I do think it is a great time for you to find that difference that you are paying, put it away, or if you can and you already have emergency savings, ensure that you are paying the same installment that you were able to pay for in the beginning of the year. Cool. I mean, mine dropped I think a good 3,500. I mean, that's a substantial amount of money, you know.
No, it's amazing. It's okay, so you got a little bit of extra money now. Would you advise things like tax-free savings accounts, maybe what are they called, notice accounts or fixed deposits? Where would you say is the best place to save money?
Look, right now, probably any type of cash where you are earning interest is probably not the best place for you to put your money. Because remember, as if they cut the repo rate and the prime lending rate goes down, so does the earnings on any type of cash investments or savings. So you would need to find the asset classes that are doing well in these type of market conditions. And a lot of the banks have tweeted that, you know, your bonds are probably where a lot of people should be putting their money. Of course, we're not advising people to put their money in bonds because at the end of the day, our financial situations are not the same. But cash is king, is always a great thing. I don't think right now cash is great to hold on to, especially if you've put it in an account where you're going to be earning interest. So I would definitely look at other asset classes that are currently trading at below their intrinsic value. That's probably where you're going to get the best of your buck.
And that good old mattress, eh?
No. inflationary rate is still way below what the Reserve Bank has kind of put a benchmark on it. So a mattress will still make your money lose its value, even if the inflationary rate is still low. Prices of goods and services are still going to jump up. So, yeah, the mattress and the bodies don't work, guys.
You know these DJs, hey? All right, and... Nicolette, great to have you chatting to us. I really appreciate your advice. Are there any other mentions you want to make on kind of low interest rates, maybe that they might all bounce back in the next little while?
I don't know.
Your closing thoughts this morning.
Yeah. Look, we've got a very historic all-time low in South Africa right now, 7% for a prime lending rate. It really does tempt a lot of people to try and go and borrow money. Now, I always say, if you do borrow money, ensure that you do the simple National Credit Act calculation. Is it 30% of your income? And if it's within that 30% of your income and you're not using 70% of your income to service debt, then it is probably something that you can look at. But if you yourself are going way beyond where you should be, try, especially for longer term loans, try and factor in the jump that could potentially happen in the next couple of years or even months, and factor that in and ask yourself, can I actually afford it? Because the one thing that we're very sure of is the fact that your salary is not going to increase by the same percentage as that prime lending rate when it has come back up.
Thank you so much. Our very own Radio Wolf of Wall Street, the Julia Chatley of the Roger Good Show, the one and only Coco Mash. Love your work. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Have a good one, guys. Yeah.